M in Mayo says, I would be grateful if you would ask Mayo drivers to please use their indicators. Here in the West, it's just a guessing game. Very dangerous, says M. So if you are a Mayo driver, please do use your indicators. If you're from Galway or Roscommon, just drive through Mayo. Don't indicate for a damn thing. That'll be fine. When our kids were small, we went to Manhattan, New York City, on a trip. The first day, our youngest, a seven-year-old, declared, Dad, this place smells of money and cars. Which is pretty accurate. I would have thought it does smell of that. And a lot of texts kind of, we did do that piece about the use of music as torture, and a lot of people kind of making the usual, you know, Christmas songs and tin whistle type jokes, but which I appreciate, but at the same time, you know, this was actual torture that she was talking about. And I do feel for people who, particularly people who work in shops at this time of the year, that they have to listen to those same songs over and over and over again, which must really do their head in. But the people we were talking about were people who suffered severe psychological damage from a result of that. Anyway, Mairead Lavery from the Farmers Journal joins us once again. Mairead, good afternoon.
You know why those Mayo people weren't indicating?
Why?
Because everybody knows where they live.
Yes. And everyone around them should
everybody
know where they live
knows
as well.
I mean, she had so-and-so. He'll be turning up there.
He'll be turning up. That's gone. Yeah.
You often find, you know, I'm down a country, well, it's not too much of a side road now. It's kind of off the main road, off the next road.
Yeah.
You often find with places that a car kind of pulls out of a side road real fast, real fast. Like it absolutely runs straight out in front of you. And 50 yards down the road, it'll turn right.
Mm-hmm.
Like as if it was really in a hurry to get down that 50 yards
and
you're slamming on your brakes because they're pulling ahead and they don't indicate in either direction. So there is a small bit of that going on, but basically it's because everybody knows who they who I am. So what would I be bothering with that for?
Yeah. When you're down a little road and you know there's a car behind you that knows this road like the back of its hand.
Exactly.
It's still kind of dangerous though if they're up your backside and then they're swerving out past you and all that stuff.
You need to be watching it.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah. So what's going on around farms, despite the fact that it's like a spring day today?
Well, you know what? The temperatures are around 16 degrees. Isn't that absolutely extraordinary? I was out weeding in the garden at the weekend and there was nettles with runners, and I mean they were running, and you know creeping buttercups are like creeping. They were moving very fast. I can tell you the growth is just incredible at the moment. And, you know, we'll pay for it yet, as everybody says. There has to be a balance. look at the shocking weather we got all through October or September, wasn't it? All that rain and that horrible summer. So you end up having the kind of the bright skies now. Now, it's not too bright, but it's actually warm out there.
Mm.
So what's going on farms right now? Well, the dairy herd is kind of the big job that's in operation. Not for the cows in the country. And they're getting a 2-month holiday now. Round now, from the last couple of weeks up until early February.
So they'd be kind of drying out.
Drying off, And a bit of a time needed in here because some cows, you know, they might be dried off, but they'll still be producing milk, and you have to watch the situation because if you don't mind them, they can end up getting mastitis, and that's a whole mess for the following year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the term uses, you have to watch to make sure that they don't bag up. So if you've never heard
What
bag up means is that their udder, which is often called the bag, milk bag, that it doesn't start to fill up again. So you have to keep an eye. And there's some cows will actually dry off very quickly without any problems. Others, it could take them, you know, maybe a week or something to fully dry down. So they're able to kind of go back on holidays now.
I know one or two women who've got cystitis, and it's extraordinarily painful, apparently.
Extremely painful. And it's the very same when you're weaning a baby. Again, some babies, you know, you wean yourself much quicker than in other cases. And it's the very same for all animals that, any animal or person that, you know, produces milk. It has to be watched very carefully at the weaning stage because you can cause an awful lot of problems if it's not minded well. So the cows are going in for a little bit of holidays. It means they can completely relax. They've nothing to do except eat and sit back and talk to their neighbours. And for the farmer then, of course, it's a good time as well because there's two lots of milking that don't have to be done. You're talking twice a day milking at least. You know, you're talking about maybe 3-4 hours work that isn't there. But there's other jobs to replace it. Feeding the cows, you know, when you have them out in grass, all you have to do is move a wire and move them along and they get the fresh grass. But now they're indoors, so you've got to make sure the diet is right, that they're fed their silage, that they get either, you know, that they can get maybe their nuts across the top of it or, you know, the meal, concentrate meal. Or else that it's all mixed together and put out with a feeder in front of them. And they're also that they're kept very clean, and you know, the sheds are kept well and well aired and well ventilated. So that's all part of the jobs the dairy guys are doing. So I was asking my colleagues in the journal before I came out, and I said, well, what should dairy farmers be doing now to fill those extra hours? And they said, your sums. basically tot up what the year has costed, you know, the unexpected costs. Did you make a profit? The milk prices were shocking bad this year. They only started to pick up there in the last couple of weeks when, you know, again, most cows weren't milking to their full potential. So start doing the sums, see where the figures are, what are they telling you, and what you can do for next year. Good time as well for a bit of maintenance, but also for the farmer to take the time to relax. To take the time to you know, be with the family, to go for a day out, to do, you know, to do something a bit different, because you're not tied. One of the things, if you go to Ballybunion or any of the beaches around the country where there's a lot of dairy farmers in the vicinity, you know, come 4 o'clock, you could see all the dairy farmers leaving with the kids reluctantly tagging behind them because they had to go home to milk.
Yeah.
So now there's no having to go home to milk. You can get somebody in maybe to feed the cows for a day. Take the odd day off. Take time out for yourself and, you know, do a bit of relaxing. You've got a chance now between now and the first week of February when the
all right, so presumably they'll have any, so that's actually handy for Christmas Day and that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
It is.
There's less to do.
Yeah. Now there's about 15% of the dairy cows in the country where they continue to be milked, and hence you get your fresh milk every day into the supermarket.
Right. Okay.
So those guys are really organised. They'll calve down twice a year. They calve down maybe October, so they're at peak milk supplies now, and they calve again maybe in early May or early late springtime. And but that's, you know, that's really a family business that has been going. Most of the guys who are 365 twice a day milkers have been doing it for generations.
Yeah.
And it's what they do, it's what they're set up for. It's a costly exercise. Fewer people are doing it every year, you could say. I mean, there's about 100 less farmers every couple of years doing it. I think we're talking about maybe less than 1,500 farmers in that line of business.
But, is that because, I mean, it's not worth their while?
Well, they're not just making enough money out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe they used to have help on the farm. And this is one of the things. Yesterday, the Chagas Dairy Conference was on, and they were saying that they need an extra 5,000 people in the to help manage the dairy herd by 2025. And that's 5,000. That's an awful lot. And what they're actually saying is that in 2000, about 4% of the cows, the herds in the country, were of 90 cows or more. We're now looking at 35% of the herds. And 90 cows is about as much as an individual can manage themselves. Now, there's some people, of course, who are young and very fit and they can manage more than that.
Mm.
But for most farmers, 90, after that, you have to get in labour. But because now the herds are getting that much bigger and pretty rapidly, there's going to be this requirement for additional labour on the farm.
Right, yeah.
So in other things like sheep, mm-hmm. most of the mid-season flock will be lambing down kind of in March and April. They're all outdoors. They're grand. They're nice. In some parts of the country, maybe they've had to be put in because ground conditions were very wet. But there are flocks of sheep, again, very tiny number, also because of the costs involved, about 10% of the total flock, where they're going to be lambing down over Christmas week.
Because oh, gosh.
So they're going to be really busy. And it's a very niche market. It's for having lamb for Easter week. The price is very good for about 2 weeks. After that, it literally goes down a pole. You know, it literally slides down a slide, you could say, very, very fast. But there are a bunch of farmers in the country and they're really geared up to lambing at Christmas and producing that spring lamb. So they're that lot are pretty busy. The others are just waiting for the ewes, keeping an eye on the grass. Although one of the things they're having to watch out for now are dog attacks. And there was a shocking attack on Monday night down in Port Arlington, where Clive Wardrop had his over a quarter of his flock killed or had to be put down after a really vicious attack. And they were pedigree ewes, so they were worth a lot of money. They were all scanned. They were all lambing down in January. So they were really vulnerable because they were very heavily in lamb. And it was an awful situation. So just again, asking people to watch where their dogs are. This man has been rearing sheep for a long time. It was the first attack ever on his farm. And, you know, it's somebody who thinks their dogs are absolute angels and would never, ever do something like this. But they can and they will and they do.
Yeah.
And I think farmers would certainly be calling on the Gardaí to make sure that the whole tagging of dogs, the electronic tagging, is being enforced.
Yeah. Karen has a question for you. Please ask Mairead what she thinks of the slurry ban. The weather has been perfect for spreading it, yet it's illegal.
Yeah.
Whereas when the ban is lifted, it may well be dreadful weather.
I know, it's farming. It's called farming by calendar, and farmers absolutely can't stand it. It's just the EU brought in legislation that on a certain date of the year, I think it was the 15th of November, when ground conditions were perfect after weeks of bad weather, the farmers were told, no, you can't. Now, in some areas, I think, you know, there was a certain leeway given because people acknowledged that if you hadn't been able to spread slurry over the past month or 6 weeks and your tanks were full, how were you going to put the stock in for the winter and where was it going to go then? So there was some leeway, I believe, given. But yeah, farming by calendar, stupid idea.
So is this kind of European Union one size fits all regulations
one size
that don't?
Fits all from, no, that don't, that don't. Look at the weather. We have consistently been getting better weather in November towards Christmas and in early spring when we're not allowed to do lots of things than in the middle of the summer when you're supposed to have carte blanche. I don't think, you know, the rules that apply to the middle of France don't necessarily apply to a small island off the west coast of the Atlantic, where, you know, we make weather the topic of a conversation because it changes. Like, you know, you go to France, we have a family that writes to us regularly from France. They, you know, they write to the paper, they write to Irish farmers and they tell them about their year in France. And we got hay and silage all made before they did this year because they had a bad spring. They got a couple of good weeks and then they got 2 months of absolute drought where they had to put all the stock back into the sheds. They got nothing and they were looking at Ireland with all the green grass. Then it picked up for them and we ended up getting the deluge.
Mm.
So, you know, you can't have the same system operate in those countries. And, you know, it certainly, you know, there's a record there now of how the calendar farming hasn't been working. And maybe one of the MEPs need to take it up and take it on.
Yeah. And Aisling on Twitter points out, I must have said cystitis rather than mastitis.
Well,
so
yeah.
Wrong part of the body there. Sorry about that. Finally, we're going to talk, what's this new Amazon Just Walk Out thing?
Yeah, Amazon Go have got this new idea. Like you go into the supermarket, what do you have to do? You have to fill a basket or a trolley. You have to go up to the checkout. You have to queue up. You have to empty the trolley onto it. You have to repack it into another bag. You have to bring it out to the car. You have to unpack it again. Now, if you could take two of those things out of the loop, i.e. if you could just put it into your shopping bag and walk out of the shop.
Isn't that called shoplifting?
Well, actually, when supermarkets came out in the country first, like it's not long ago, like, do I remember supermarkets arriving? I certainly don't remember them being here, but it's not that shocking long ago that supermarkets came into the country. And sure, everybody thought, how could you be putting stuff into a trolley? Should people walk straight out of the shop?
Yeah.
No, what you have is an app. And it's called the Just Walk Out. It's Just Walk Out technology. And basically, it's like the driverless cars, where if you pick something off a counter, you can stick it into your shopping bag, you're the one that you bring out of the shop.
Mm-hmm.
You can move on. If you decide, oh God, no, I don't want that, you can put it back up on the shelf. And you can walk around, do your shopping and walk straight out of the shop. The shop will have sensored the by going in, by flicking this, scanning this thing, they'll know exactly what you've put into your shopping bag, what you've removed from it, what you've replaced it with. And they'll be able to bill you and send you a receipt shortly afterwards. But you won't have any going through a checkout, any tills, anything like that. And it's happening in Seattle, in Washington, in January. They're doing trial runs in the store at the moment and they're opening it to the public seemingly in January. And it's the first of this whole new technology.
Oh, crikey.
Now, what they're doing, why I mentioned it was because what they're doing with it at the moment is it's like the kind of the express stores. It's like fresh sandwiches and paninis and all fresh food. It's dairy, it's breads, it's that kind of thing.
Mm.
It's the essential items. It's not for the supermarket that stocks maybe, I don't know, 500,000 items.
Yeah.
You know, it's the more essential store that's really based around fresh food. But it can actually sense exactly what you're putting into your own shopping bag and then build you for it. And imagine, no queuing up over Christmas. Can you imagine? No trolleys. No, I mean, it's the most pointless thing, emptying it all out to put it all back in
again.
Oh yeah,
that bit is heartbreaking.
So it's Amazon that's going to bring us. There's a link, I have sent a link on, so if anybody's interested, there's a video showing how you go
about
doing
it. It's another thing though, on your phone, and then you lose your phone and mother of God.
Yeah, well that's it, and it's another way of the electronic age going to get us, and I don't know what it'll do to us. But anyway, that's what's out there and that's what's going on.